It's hot. Let's be honest. It's hot. It's the Tay and Jay Show. Latte, Jeremy Warner. That was Mike Carpenter. And we're talking sports. That's what we do. And when it's hot, you know it's baseball season.
I would not want to be in catcher's uniform at this time.
No, you're right. And you know what? We're bringing on Kevin Wheeler from Camo X. And Kevin, we've said this on the air for our listeners to hear, and they know it, that you used to catch for the University of Miami. I know you're going to immediately refute that and say, well, I rode the bench a lot, but you did catch for Miami. But it's one of those things where, Kevin, you got to love this. Yesterday, I asked Darren Fletcher, of course, the former big leaguer, if he would catch for my fast pitch team, but he said I had to pay him $25,000 a game. So my next choice is you, Kevin.
I don't know that I'd be very good.
Oh, I think he'd be really good. In fact, we play in Altamont tonight, and I think it's the same distance from here to there as it is from you to Altamont. I think we meet halfway, and you play some softball tonight. What do you think, Kevin?
I would love to do it if I didn't have to do baseball.
Oh, that's true. We got this little thing called the Cardinals getting away.
Man, I'm not real good with the big baseball, though, man. I have trouble with that. Plus, that whole upward plane of the underhand fast pitch, I don't know, man. I might struggle with that.
Here's what I tell everybody. I say, you know what? It would probably take you one at bat, and then Wheeler would be hitting home runs. It's guaranteed.
Well, that's a given, but I don't like to sacrifice any at bats.
He doesn't want to go 0 for 1 to start his career.
Doesn't want that average going down.
No, it can't be less than 750 at any point.
Well, Kevin, I woke up this morning to the news that Jose Reyes was off the DL, and I thought to myself, well, of course, because the Cardinals are coming to New York. How good is Jose Reyes? And we kind of just talked a little bit about, you know, if we hope Pujols pans out, obviously, and retires as a Cardinal, but if he didn't and he left, would Reyes be a guy the Cardinals would maybe look at down the road?
Well, I mean, I think you'd have to. If Albert ends up walking, you're going to have to replace him somehow, some way, whether it's with, you know, one or two guys or four guys. So, it's not like you're going to fall back and all of a sudden have an 75, $80 million payroll.
Sure.
They're going to continue to try to be a winning team. And if Albert decides that he's going to go somewhere else, well, then they're going to continue to try to win without him. But you're going to get a lot of competition for Reyes this year, that's for sure. I mean, he's having a career year. He's still in his prime at 28 years old. He just turned 28, too. So, you know, for the next 5 or 6 years, you're still getting a guy that's pretty much in the best years of his life.
Kevin, John Jay in the lineup tonight. Is that more to do with the defense at the big city field out there in New York? Or is this, you know, giving Colby a break during everything that's going on with him?
I don't know that it's a giving it a break. I think it's just playing the hot hand. And that's basically what they have to do right now. They're trying to win games. You're a half game out of first place. You know, every game counts, and as long as Colby's struggling, they're going to have to do this from time to time because John Jay's not struggling. He's been hitting the heck out of the ball, and he obviously does the little things well, too. He's a good base runner. He's an excellent defender. He's probably not the perfect profile in center field, but he's good enough at it where he could, you know, when a guy's hitting .310 and, you know, creating some offensive opportunities and drawing walks and doing all kinds of good things at the top of the order, you got to find a way to get that guy at bats. I mean, look at it this way, guys. There's only one Cardinals regular. Well, I should say there are two because I guess I'll count David Fries. But really the only Cardinals regular with as many at-bats as John Jay who has a better batting average is Matt Holliday.
Wow.
Nobody with as many at-bats other than Matt Holliday has a better batting average. And I know average isn't everything, but he's got 7 home runs to go with it. You know, he's doing a lot of things well. This is just trying to get a guy in there that's playing well.
Yeah, and that average helps, obviously, when you know you're getting on ahead of Pujols and Holliday and Bergman.
Plus, they know John Jay's a Miami guy, too, so they try to hook those guys up.
Well, Kevin, I know this is Kevin Wheeler, by the way, from Camo X Cardinals broadcast team. Kevin, I know that I read a lot, you know, on the STL today, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and I always enjoy when you guys kind of do the around the water cooler thing. And I know I always respect everybody's opinion on that, so I'm going to put you on the spot, kind of around the water cooler kind of spot now. I know you're a Colby guy, and I know right before the All-Star game, I don't know if you're a Colby guy, but you know what I mean.
I am. Actually, I am.
Okay.
That's a fair way to put it.
So, is it fair to say it would be crazy for the Cardinals to deal him right now?
No, it wouldn't be crazy. It just has to depend on the deal. I mean, I think I've said all along, even though I am a Colby guy, look, almost anybody's tradable. Think about all the great players that have been dealt in professional sports over the years. Anybody can be dealt, but what are you going to get in return? And in this team, in the team's case, you've got to get a similar player, a young, talented player at a premium position that is cost-controlled for a number of years because you got to sign Albert. You're going to want to sign Lance Berkman. You got to figure out Chris Carpenter's situation. You're going to end up paying Adam Wainwright more money here in the not-too-distant future. You've got major expenditures coming. You've got Matt Holliday's contract. You need some guys to be productive players at a workable salary. And at 24 years old and still years away from free agency, and a guy that plays an impact position, you need to get a premium to trade him. So if somebody were to offer you a 23-year-old stud starting pitcher, well, all right, that's probably something you'd consider, or
sure,
a middle infielder who can hit, or even a comparable outfielder. But barring that, I don't think you just move the guy because you're not happy with how he's doing at age 24. Think about what Matt Kemp was last year.
Right.
Now, Matt Kemp, they wanted to run him out of Los Angeles last year. He didn't get along with Joe Torre. He was playing horribly in the field. He was running the bases poorly. He wasn't hitting, striking out a boatload. And right now, he's an MVP candidate.
Hmm.
Well, Kemp was 25 last year, and Colby's 24 right now. That kind of stuff happens. You sometimes have to weather the storm. And now Kemp at 26 is one of the best players in the National League, and I think I'd be worried that if I traded Colby just because I don't like what I'm seeing now, that I'm going to get a Matt Kemp situation at some point and really regret it.
Kevin, say Jeremy Hellickson for Colby Rasmus is out there. The Cardinals take that. Obviously, we saw John Jay last year play pretty well, and then he struggled when he had extra time. Do you think John Jay, if Colby Rasmus was dealt, which we all think is probably not going to happen, but do you think John Jay would still excel in that day-to-day role?
Two things. First of all, I'm not sure that I would pull the trigger automatically on Hellickson for Rasmus. And it's nothing against Jeremy Hellickson. He's a heck of a pitcher. But I got Shelby Miller that's not far from the major league.
Correct.
I got Adam Wainwright coming back next year, and I've got five starters right now. So I'm not sure that that's enough. I mean, he's certainly a name that I'd be interested in, but I'm not sure I would automatically do that. But separate from that, I've always thought this whole idea that Jay got exposed last year was a little bit of an exaggeration on some people's parts. I don't think they're doing it on purpose. I think they're just making more out of it than it is. They drew that line in the sand from the day that Ludwig was traded till the end of the year, and they kind of separated it that way. John Jay was hitting .380 at the time of that trade.
Mm.
He's not going to hit .380.
No, sorry.
I mean, he's good, but he's not Tony Gwynn. You know, I mean, it's a law of averages,
sure,
coming together. But if you look at the sum total of what he's done as a major league player, in over 500 at-bats, he's a .301 hitter. I think that's what you get. John Jay,
yep,
is, that's what you're going to get with John. If he plays every day, he's going to hit in the neighborhood of .300. He's not a big power guy. You're probably going to get 10, 11, 12 home runs in a full season. You're going to get a few steals, some walks and things. But, no, I don't believe that he's a player that can be exposed. I think he was a young guy that was off to a hot start, and the law of averages caught up to him.
Sounds good. Kevin Wheeler, Camo X. He works with the Cardinals broadcast team. Kevin, you do a lot of interviews with John Mozeliak. Obviously, you're close to the team. You spend a lot of time around him, so your opinion is very strong to me. So if you think the Cardinals needed to do one thing right now, I think we all know that left-handed bullpen would be nice, but do you see the Cardinals making a move for a starter maybe and pushing McClellan back to that bullpen?
Well, it would be one of two things that I would do, you know, you might have to go with the idea of a starter. If I could get like a dominating, proven closer, I think that sets everything up nicely because, you know, nothing against Salas because he's doing a great job.
Sure.
But if you could somehow take the eighth and ninth inning and just write those off for the other team, that would be huge. But the more I look at the way the starting rotation has gone, you know, with Westbrook continuing to struggle, I mean, opposing hitters are batting .455 on the first pitch,
wow,
against Jake Westbrook, which was pretty scary. You know, Loesch has got off to a great start. He's been kind of struggling a little bit here his last seven or eight. McClellan has struggled since coming off the DL. And Jaime's great at home and rough on the road.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, if you could bolster that and at the same time have McClellan help out the bullpen, that might make some sense. I understand why you wouldn't want to do that, though. I mean, it kind of pull the rug out from underneath McClellan before he gets a chance to show what he can do over the course of a full season. But when you're in a pennant race, sometimes you can't afford the luxury of letting things play out.
That's fair enough. Kevin, it's kind of funny. It's my last question. Jeremy had to actually run out on us because he's going over to interview all the new Illini basketball players at Ubben. So
nice.
He said, hey, I'm gonna ask a few questions for Kevin and get the heck out of here. I know he's listening right now, and we laughed about this before we brought you on. But Jeremy and I always get a kick out of, and we mean that in a positive way, when you do the pregame for the Cardinals, how you break down the not only opposing pitcher but also the Cardinals pitcher. And we are just astounded by how well you know it, but we always laugh because it's kind of from that catcher's perspective. How much time do you put into that to know, like tonight with this Gee? I mean, how much time do you put in to really learning this other pitcher? You have to spend a ton of time doing it.
Well, I guess it depends on how you define the time. I mean, it takes a few minutes to kind of look up their tendencies and what pitches they use the most and all that. But most of it is just the time I spend watching games.
Sure.
I mean, I'm a baseball addict, and I've got the DirecTV package. I have at least three games set to record tonight, and when
wow.
I get home, I'll kind of speed through the commercials and watch a bunch of games. I just love watching the game. So, I mean, I see guys, and I make mental notes. I can't, even though I wasn't a very good player, I still can't get that whole catcher thing out of my head. That's just the way I look at things. So I do tend to remember what a guy's mechanics look like, what his delivery looks like, his velocity,
sure,
whether he's aggressive in certain parts of the count or not. And then I can use some of those numbers, like where, you know, what pitches they use the most to kind of fill in the blanks. But I try to mix it up a little, and I ask people too. I'm not a fool. I mean, I'll ask, you know, players and front office people and scouting types, you know, what they think of certain guys too.
Sure.
I don't want it to be all, you know, my silly opinions.
Well, Kevin, I lied to you. I thought of one more. The Pirates are in first place.
You know, I just got done talking to their general manager a few minutes ago. Right before you called, I got done talking to Neil Huntington. And it's easily, to me, the best story in baseball right now. I mean, it's not great for the Cardinals and the Reds and the Brewers.
Sure.
It's another team to contend with. But just as a baseball person, that team, when I was a kid, that team was really good.
Yes.
You know, I was the late 70s. I was born in 71. I actually won my first ever bet on the 1979 World Series. When I was 8 years old, I won a silver dollar from my babysitter because I told her the Pirates would beat the Orioles. But I just think it's nice when a team like that that's been suffering for so long is even a factor. I do think they're probably going to slip at some point, but they're still in it. I mean, it's almost the end of July, so it's an awesome story. Just hope they don't play well this weekend.
That's exactly right. And we even played a little We Are Family just for the Pirates yesterday. I thought, you know,
Sledge.
Exactly. Bring it out. They deserve it with that, guys. Well, Kevin
Wheeler.
The
question is, did you guys dance like they did in the movie The Birdcage?
No dancing here. No dancing on the Tay and Jay Show.
I'm hoping there'd be video.
No. Jeremy keeps wanting to get this webcam stuff. People can see us. I'm like, I don't think we need that.
Especially, I think we do if you're going to do the dance.
No dances. Well, Kevin, I know you're going to be back on our airwaves shortly, 5:15 pregame. I assume you've got it tonight, Cardinals and Mets. So good luck, and you're not in New York, I assume.
Oh, no, I don't have
okay.
I don't get to travel yet. We're working on that. Hopefully,
awesome.
Maybe for the postseason.
Well, perfect. Well, Kevin, we always appreciate you coming aboard. Kevin Wheeler, KMOX, and part of the Cardinals broadcast team. It's awesome to have you on and get the knowledge from St. Louis. Thank you, sir.
Well, I'll keep on fooling them if you keep on bringing me on.
Perfect. Thanks, Kevin.
See ya.
See ya, buddy. That is Kevin Wheeler from KMOX. He does a great job. And Mike Carpenter is, I guess, the teacher had to leave just for an hour.
Yeah, so I'm subbing for this period
just
of the show.
This period.
Yeah.
So we get to have a little fun now that Jeremy, you know,
that's right.
People know, our listeners know the shtick that if Jeremy leaves, you and I, it's kind of an open board.
It's a grab bag of whatever we want to talk
that's
about.
That's exactly right. But I am going to actually bring a topic up for you for the next, after this next break. And that is the Pirates. And I want to hear what you think about Pittsburgh, not only about them being in first place, because I, like Kevin Wheeler, think it's a great story. Granted, I don't want Cardinals fans getting mad at me. Listen, I want to beat the Pirates. I want to win the division, obviously. But I think it's neat that the Pirates are in contention. It's been a long time. And I think Pittsburgh fans deserve the Pirates going out and making a deal right now. And we'll talk about that next. It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.